Dan, when I worry about something, I don't just worry, I kind of run through scenarios. So, for example, if I go to the doctor for my annual checkup and I'm sitting in the waiting room, I tend to plan my own funeral. Which might sound strange, but in some way, it helps me go through worst-case scenarios. And I used to think that was a terrible thing, but new research seems to suggest maybe it's not so bad to run through all kinds of different scenarios.
Yeah, really, it's not so bad. So this study, which was very interesting, was published in the Journal of Emotions, and what they took a look at was how people coped with that unknown period that you just described so beautifully, when you're just sitting there and you don't know the outcome. They studied specifically law students who just took the bar exam, and, you know, it's a difficult exam, and it's certainly not guaranteed that you'll pass. So there's that waiting period that they looked at. So what they found was really interesting, that those who did not worry and just assumed a positive outcome, well, they had a great period of waiting. But when they got the results, if the results were not good, they were devastated. But those of us, like you and me and so many of us, who are fortunate enough to torment ourselves during this waiting period, what we do is when we get the results, we can be relieved and really appreciate positive results.
What happened if those who worried excessively got negative results, exactly what they thought about all along?
That group that found a way of coping with worst-case scenario did the best. Because when they got the bad results, they knew what to do. They had a plan. And I've been advocating this in therapy for years. You sit there and you figure out what's the worst-case scenario. And not just what's the worst-case scenario, but put yourself in it and ask the question, how am I going to live with this? What am I going to do to cope with this? Let's make a plan for worst case scenario. You know, I say to my patients, you know, when you take yourself to hell and imagine coping there, then, you know, a warm day doesn't bother you so much.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.